Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who won a bet from a preacher and called it holy money, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Oh, I thought we were starting already.
No, three, no. Two, one, we're live. Keep going, Jim. Keep going.
I thought we were already going. I was going off about LeBron James.
Yeah, we were off camera, just hammering away, and P-Double had to say, look, time out. Let's get it started. So, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is the Mr. National Podcast. We got the lovely G with us, and of course, the producer, P-Double. What's up, folks?
What's up?
What's going on?
Okay. So, let's set the table.
Hey, before we get to the list, don't forget about today's sponsor.
You have a sponsor?
Okay. Yeah. Get down. The Get Down.
Get Down. And Jen, you're going to be one of our top models for our Get Down T-shirt.
You got to get on the Get Down store, find a shirt you want, and I'll send you a complimentary.
Okay, what's the website name?
It's Get Down. It's just go to search for Get G-I-T Down on Instagram, mm-hmm. or Get Down on Facebook, and then there'll be a link. There'll be a link to the store.
To the store. Okay.
Yep. And then you go on there, find a shirt that you like, and then tell me, and I'll send it to you so you can take a picture.
I will, and then I'll rock it for you.
Yeah. I know
what shirt she should get. Get Down with Your Bad Self.
That's the Mr. National special.
That's it.
But for everybody That's else, cute. If you go to the store and you put National in the promo code, you get $5 off.
Look at that.
Wow, you already got a promo code? Are you getting
kicked
back off of that?
Well, see,
it's National giving back.
Right, we're gonna keep that under the table right there, under the rug. Well, I don't want Uncle Sam knocking on my door wanting to know, you know what I'm doing. So
seriously though, I'm about to move to Taiwan. Government's killing me. I just started getting finances together yesterday. You know, like I get everything in a big pile. I actually have to have an attorney accountant. I can't, you know, because the CPAs can't really help me that much. Because there's just, I have 30 years of crap and kids and accounts and 520 plans, college plans for them. So it's kind of complicated. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's always scary time for me in the beginning of February.
Right.
Everyone else is thinking about Valentine's Day. I'm thinking about, God dang it, how much am I going to have to get how much raping am I going to get by the IRS this year?
Yeah, wow. When you get that, see, I'd get that big pile of papers on my desk and say, fuck it, I'm moving. Going to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like pulling up to like single moms, like, let me claim your kid.
Right? It's not worth it, trust me. They cost a lot more than you get to write them off for.
Let me claim your baby. Like, damn, that's how I roll.
Right?
But look, we got a good show together. We got our girl back. Jen, you missed a couple. You missed a couple episodes.
I did.
I know, you did. But we got you back now. And we're going to lead off the show with her guy, the notorious Conor McGregor was back.
Notorious.
He was back in the octagon where he belongs, okay? And throw away all the outside stuff. Nobody's perfect, okay? So we ain't throwing no stones at nobody. We just talking about the man inside the octagon. And that fight against the Cowboy, and it was phenomenal. It was nuts.
Conor McGregor is a freaking legend. He's an absolute legend. I mean, 45 seconds, he knocks the guy out. I mean, come on. That's legendary. That just doesn't happen in real life. This guy, he's a total asshole, right? He's a total piece of shit. But you know what? It's like, you have to be able to perform at that level. You have to be so arrogant and ignorant, because if you're not ignorant and you listen to the people, you know, and you actually listen to the people around you, you can't. You have to stay in that ignorant state of mind to be able to have confidence to go in the way that he does. I mean,
he wasn't, this lead up to this fight, he didn't talk as much trash as he usually does. He seemed kind of subdued, and it kind of took me back. I was like, man, he don't think he can win this. But maybe he's turning over a new thing or something.
I saw that on the pre-fight interviews when they're in their little, and I saw him like, oh, my gosh, he's actually paying that guy a compliment.
Right.
He paid Cowboy a compliment, said he respected him as a fighter and stuff, and I was like, wow, that is not the Conor McGregor I know. He's going to lose.
That's what I thought.
That's what I'm saying. It's the attitude that makes him just a force.
When he walks in that octagon and he starts swinging his arms the way he walks.
Like a monk.
Yeah, he just kills me. he's so arrogant. Yeah, it's just, but you, of course you got it.
Well, that's actually a warm-up technique. The way that he swings his arms, his back and his joints, and he's getting loose. Yeah, but it is kind of a display, like how he just need to do it right.
He's not like a peacock. He's just kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, G, what was with the shoulder thrust? That was, when he was doing it, I didn't really think nothing of it. But when you saw the replays, his shoulder thrust right into the nose of the Cowboy really shook him up. I never seen nobody do that before. He hit him with like.
I don't remember. I'm going to get it up.
Yeah, get it up. So get down with Conor McGregor, okay? That's a shout out. That's to our sponsor right there, Get Down T-shirts. So they were in a clutch. The fight started off, Conor hits him with a knee to the head. That shook him up. So now they're in a clinch. And while they're just like standing there, they weren't really doing nothing. Conor gives him about 3 or 4 left shoulders right to his face. And it didn't look like nothing, but when you saw the replay after the fight, each shoulder hit him like right in his nose. It might have fractured or warded his nose.
I see.
And then they like pushed away, and then Conor hit him with a kick, like I think a left kick to the jaw, dazed him, and then he just took him out.
That's actually really smart, that shoulder, because let me tell you what hurts the most in Muay Thai. Elbows and knees. I can get kicked in the face all day and it actually wouldn't faze me that bad. You need me in the stomach, I'll be puking in 10 minutes. You know, it's knees, the amount of force that goes behind it seems like it wouldn't be that hard, but knees, I'm more afraid of an elbow than I am a straight punch to the face.
Oh, absolutely. That's a bone.
So if you think about a shoulder, and how sharp it can be because it's all bone right there.
Yes.
So you're basically punching the guy without a glove, you know.
Plus you got the weight of your entire frame.
Yeah, but the way he's starting that out, I haven't seen that used a lot either. But the way that you see him starting out, he's pulling that all the way up through his leg and hip. That's amazing.
Pete, I was looking at Jen like, what is she talking?
I know, right?
Yo, G, like.
You don't watch UFC, Paul?
Oh yeah.
He's like in awe. Like, see, I knew G when she was doing all that martial arts stuff, that kickboxing.
Yeah.
GPW, you gotta go back on her IG way back.
Yeah.
She was like kickboxing and all this stuff.
Or go back, there's more of it on my Facebook than there is IG.
Absolutely.
Although, if you want to see him, look now, because my Facebook is a whole nother story right now, but my personal Facebook is now forced to be a public account, so I've been going through and I found out a way you can actually delete everything off your Facebook. So I'm going through every single year and like deleting all this stuff because there's like, I can't control it anymore. So I had to just delete a lot of personal stuff. before the people go in and find all the bad stuff that I said and cancel me.
Yes, right. Right.
Cancel. That's the evidence.
Listen, well, we already got you supporting your boy. Oh, talking about Connor, in a tweet, I think Donald Trump congratulated him on a tweet.
Oh, and then wow. And then
Connor gave some long-winded congratulatory and tweet back to Trump, and all the comments, thousands of comments from that was just like split in half.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, great win. I'm a fan now. You know, a guy that's speaking up. Then other people was like, dude, I used to really like you, but now you're a piece of shit. That you're supporting that piece of shit. So, you know, good riddance. Yo,
that's where we are as a country. That's pretty reflective of where we are. We're about 50-50 split.
Yeah, he made it. Trump congratulated him. He came back with, you know, thanking him. And then the comments is always the comments. People always use that.
Comments crack me up. Anytime I watch a YouTube video, that's the first thing I do. Like when I watch Joe Rogan, I start scrolling through the comments as I'm. Yeah. I'm like, people are strange out there. Like,
I never read the comments, man. It's just like so much ignorance.
Hey, P double. Before I even look at whatever it is, I just check the comments out, and that'll tell you if I need to look at it or not.
That's true. Yeah. You read the first 10 comments; it basically gives you like a synopsis of what's going on. Right. It's worth it.
And some of these people are so clever with these replies. It's
They are really funny stuff.
The GIFs or the GIFs or whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Hilarious stuff, dude.
Yeah, the GIFs are hilarious.
But talking about fight, Conor McGregor. Now, before we get off of that, he might call off Mazdoff, I think his name is, G. And I don't think you want to mess with that guy. That guy is a bad ass right there. He is the top dog. He just beat up other guy.
What weight class is he in? Because Conor McGregor has now won the title in, what, 4 weight classes?
Right. He's 170. He's up to 170 now, I think. And that's up in the weight with this guy, Mazdoff, who just beat, I can't think of the guy's name. Diaz. He just beat Diaz. Diaz.
Was it Nick or Nate? I didn't watch that one.
Nate. I think it was Nate. The good one. I know it's two brothers.
Yeah. They're local to me, guys. Their gym and where they live is only like 20 minutes from me. It's in Stockton.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Nick and Nate, they have a good story. The way they grew up and stuff, like, martial arts basically saved those kids' lives.
Right. Then,
you know, running the streets, no supervision, getting in fights all the time. You know.
The discipline, right.
Yeah. Discipline. I mean, we got to thank martial, honestly, the senseis and the crews, that's what they're called. And for like Muay Thai, they're called a crew. That's what a sensei is in Thai.
Uh-huh.
These people save kids, you know, boys. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. On a daily basis.
Except for if you're in the Cobra Kai.
Unless you're in Cobra Kai.
You see the commercials now? He's the Cobra Koalas.
You see the commercials? That's so cool. Yeah. He's like, yo, more mercy.
I need a t-shirt that says that. That's actually a good t-shirt. No mercy with a Cobra Kai sign.
With the so get down with Cobra Kai. No mercy.
Cobra Kai, yeah.
I think
We're going to move on from one fight to another fight. The Kansas State. Wolfville G, and I don't know if G watched it. It was a college basketball game. Okay? Game is over. It's in-state rivalry, G. Kansas is blowing them out. So basically, their guy's just dribbling out the ball. You know, he's just dribbling out. The clock's going out. But the Kansas State guy steals it. He steals the ball, and he's racing down for a layup. The guy comes down. The guy that he stole the ball from blocks the shot, that blocks the layup, and then kind of stands over him and, like, taunts him. I don't know if they got a tech, but the clock had already struck zeros. So he stood over taunting him, and then that wasn't that bad. But then some Kansas State players rushed him, and then it just got crazy. Punches were thrown.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, it was.
So wild. A guy picked up a chair. It's hilarious watching basketball.
Really?
It's hilarious watching basketball players fight, though. You know, they're not very good at it.
No, well, they're also long and lanky.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. And what it is. They want to throw punch, but they don't want to get hit. No,
right,
and, you
know, right. Yeah. That's exactly
they do
it.
Not want to get hit. So yeah. that's the whole.
They're not like, it's not like football.
No, well, they got a helmet on. They got so much equipment on. They're kind of a little bit different, and they're more physical. Right. Basketball players are bad.
I enjoy a chippy game because, I mean, when it's obviously then it's an emotional game, you know. So mm-hmm. I feel like. Emotional games are the best kind of games to watch, and sometimes they do get a little chippy. So definitely, sometimes there are guys that start it. I enjoy it. I enjoy the rivalry.
see if we can bring it up. Oh, yeah, the Kansas Rumble. Yeah. And there's a guy, he just stole it.
So you got his.
And there's a lamp, and there it is. He stood over him, and now everybody's running up.
So he taunted.
Look at this guy in the glasses. Look at the guy in the black shirt and glasses. Just, what's he? Who is he? And why is he in on this?
He's
falling down all over the place. Watch the.
Yeah, look at all this stuff.
Look at the guy with the chair.
This is just a bunch of college kids, though. Seriously.
Yeah, right?
They're all just standing there going, ooh.
It looks like a mosh pit. It looks like a mosh pit.
Well, the one kid got suspended indefinitely. Bill Self suspended that kid, threw him off the team. He's done. Wow. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. And the other thing, G, was everybody that was on the court at that time were bench players. So, I mean,
right.
Him throwing that kid off the team, I mean, he recruited them, obviously, but
yeah.
It wasn't like he's throwing his top player off the team. But you got to have better composure. Like I say, it's all about sportsmanship, and that was nuts to see that. I mean, every time I see a basketball fight, I immediately go think of the Malice in the Palace. When Ron Artest went into the crowd.
Yeah.
I love Ron Artest, though. He made the game so exciting.
My favorite character in all of basketball is the guy that threw the beer at Ron Artest. Right? He throws the beer at Ron Artest, and then Ron Artest turns around, and he's like, oh, and the guy's like, oh, shit. He's like,
yeah. These are the guys, though, that make basketball so exciting. I mean, think about who are the chippiest guys. Ron Artest, what's his name, Cousins. Even back in the day, I mean, what got me, like, addicted to basketball was freaking, what's his name with the crazy hair.
Rodman.
Oh, Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. He's literally the one that got me so emotional about basketball.
Really? Wow.
Back when I was like a teenager, I loved watching him.
That's crazy. Not Dr. J. Not Michael Jordan.
Nope.
Right. She likes Charles Oakley.
I like the Misfits. Yeah, I love Oakley. I love those chippy guys. The ones that have the chip on their shoulder, like Draymond Green. I love those guys.
I just heard a story about Charles Oakley was playing golf with Dr. J, and Dr. J's kind of a cheater, so he got pissed on it. Years later, they're at a charity basketball event, and they're Oakley's guarding Dr. J, and they're like old guys, you know.
Yeah.
Dr. J goes up for a layup, and Oakley punches him in the mouth. Dr. J had to finish the game with a mouthful of Charmin.
Now, that's the kind of drama you don't get in football. I mean, except for Kaepernick, I think, started a bunch of crap in his locker room a few years ago with Alex Smith?
Yeah, it was.
Over Nisa. It was over that girl, that chick he's with now.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. He stole. That was the whole deal. That's why that team fell apart. Is because Kaepernick stole that girl Nisa, who was an MTV commentator or something, from Alex Smith. And then the following year, that's when Alex Smith went to. Was it Alex Smith or another Smith that went to the Raiders? I think it was Alex Smith.
No, Alex Smith ended up going to Kansas City. He went.
Okay, who went to the Raiders? It was a Smith, I know it was. The year Kaepernick was there. That was a while ago.
Maybe Alden Smith.
Alden Smith, that's who it was, because he's the one that got in trouble for, like, cocaine and...
Well, drunk and driving. He was...
Drunk and driving.
Yeah, he was young.
So...
Yeah. Oh, you guys are digging deep.
That's what happened to that locker room dynamic, and the team just completely fell apart after that. Until
it
you guys got...
It wasn't Harbaugh? It wasn't Harbaugh?
Yeah, it was Harbaugh.
It was Harbaugh at the time.
Yeah, he the one that did it. I ain't even going to bring that up, because you know what? We are in the Super Bowl... Okay. Are we gonna keep?
Don't care.
We gonna keep it on basketball.
I'm bitter and petty. I don't care.
Yeah, she is petty. Hey, okay. She ain't gonna watch the game. But look. We gonna keep. We got a great show. Want to thank everybody for listening in to the Mr. National Podcast. We got the lovely G, P Double, and listen, for all the people that might just be joining, G, gotta give your all your handles. Give them your handles.
Yeah. Find me. You can find me on Facebook, Jen Victoria with two N's, and then Jen Victoria with just one N. That's G-E-N Victoria on Instagram.
And don't let your girlfriends or wives look, because they're going to be like, who's that?
Don't say
Jen,
that.
Have you noticed? I haven't liked any of your pictures. I haven't liked.
You're a married lurker, right?
See, that's crazy.
Good man, though. I'd be pissed, too. Who is that? Why are you liking her picture? How do you know her?
Right, that's crazy. I be messing with G all the time. I comment. I do whatever. Mm-hmm. One time I was messing with, I was like, I said something about, you know, getting about a big head or something. Something I said, just joking, and her mom got mad at me. Like,
that must have been on Facebook.
She texted me. She was like, "Oh, you know, my mom mad at you." I'm like, "What?" Yeah, you said something about my big head, and she was like, "Who is that guy?"
That's mom's.
Delete him.
What do I have to do about that? She's an old Latina lady. You can go deal with her, okay?
Do not say nothing bad. You know what I mean? Oh, boy. All right, so keeping it on basketball, Zion Williamson. I'm a big Duke fan, so I watched Zion his whole 1 year at Duke. Family player. His 1 year. That's crazy. For years, Duke was one of the only teams that had players stay all 4 years. Like Grant Hill stayed 4 years. Christian Laettner stayed 4 years. Bobby Hurley. It wasn't until Elton Brand got there and he left early. And now that's been the norm, you know. Every year they have guys.
Wait a second. Zion only played 1 year of basketball
at Duke. Yes.
Did he play any basketball before that?
Well, he played in high school. I mean, I've been watching this kid since I guess he was in the sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah.
YouTube videos of him dunking the basketball, like doing Vince Carter dunks in seventh grade. He was like amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the power of social media. Okay. This kid, I watched him since the seventh grade and he got recruited by Duke. Coach K got him to sign. He played last year with Duke. This year he got drafted the number one player picked by the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
He had a knee injury. He had arthroscopic surgery. So he's been out since the beginning of the year.
That's the only downside is his health, because he's so big. The risk of him
He needs to trim down for sure.
What's that one big, tall, skinny guy that didn't make it in the NBA? He had the big forehead.
Greg Oden?
Yeah, Oden. Like, he just, the injuries took him down.
The injuries, yeah. That happened with Sam Bowie. Few players. Just,
yeah. And man, watching him play last night.
Yao Ming, the seven foot five guy from China.
I remember that. Yeah.
He always had injuries.
But
so
watching him play last night for the 20 minutes that he did, he looked good, man.
Zion. He is a fabulous talent, G. He is like 6'6", 6'7". He's 285 pounds. But he kind of reminds you of Charles Barkley.
Big boy.
Yes. He reminds you of Barkley.
Except he can get up so high. You know, he's so fast.
LeBron James size right there.
He's a little shorter and heavier. He's shorter and heavier.
LeBron is, what is he, 6'9"?
No, LeBron is 6'8", about 265. LeBron James.
He's heavier than LeBron.
Yes. Zion goes about 285. They got him listed at.
Wow.
He is a tank.
I'm a Google Wes Unseld right now.
And he's 3 inches shorter. LeBron is 6'9".
Yeah. Well, 6'8", they go. Wes Unseld is
listed at 6'9" on Wikipedia.
They lying. I know.
I know. They say that Drew Brees is 6'2". He's not.
Right. They said Michael Vick. Wes Unseld is 6'7". Probably 260. Wes Unseld was like a twig compared to these guys.
They called him the lady because he had such big boobs.
He does. God, he is. He's built. Look at that waist. He's just thick.
Wes Unseld. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was a big dude back then.
He was the center.
He was the center.
6'7" center. Look at him against Jabbar. Yeah.
Well, he was able to use his low center of gravity to push people out, but nobody could guard Kareem though.
Right.
To me, that's the greatest player in basketball history right there, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Probably one of the most underrated.
He's dominated every high school championship, college championship, NBA championship. The guy has been unstoppable his whole life. I mean,
and that skyhook was just money.
For sure.
It was money. It's the greatest shot in the NBA. The skyhook.
No, you couldn't stop it.
But the NBA was a lot. It's corrupt now, but it was a lot more corrupt back then. I'm talking like the actual NBA league, not individual teams.
Uh huh.
But it was a lot more corrupt back then in the, like, 70s, 80s.
What do you mean by corrupt?
I mean that they treated their players like crap.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good thing.
Like, the players, they didn't care if they were injured. They didn't care. The players didn't get paid well back then.
I think NBA is one of the most friendly sports leagues for players now.
Yeah, what G is talking about was really all the sports back in the day.
Right.
Yeah,
you go
that's
back
true.
To the 60s and 50s. A lot of those athletes needed other jobs.
Right.
You know,
just big, ugly white men trying to, you know, exploit athletes. That's really what it was, though. It was
huge corporations,
millionaires, billionaires trying to exploit athletes back in the day.
We can get into the whole pay college athletes thing. But.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, let's move on. What's next on the list?
Well, Zion, I think he's going to be all right, P-Double.
I do, too. I mean, you know, based on last night, I don't know how his knees are feeling today, but.
Right. I think he's fine. And the funny thing, when I was in New Orleans to see the 49ers game, we beat
the one I wasn't at.
Yeah, right. The one I'm expecting.
My excuse? There was a reason I couldn't go.
I don't know. We planned that trip like at the beginning of the season. I'm like, look, the Niners.
I wanted to go so bad.
Crazy. Well, anyway,
I'm going to Bali in May.
Bali?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Indonesia.
Jeez.
So I'm going to go to Singapore first, and then I'm going to go to Indonesia into Bali and stay there for a week on the beach. They have, like, legit camping on the beach, which I would absolutely love. I like resorts. They're fun, but I'm really, like, if I go to another country, I like to hang with the locals, you know. I like that experience better.
Now, is this a personal trip, or is this like through one of
the resorts? It's partly. I have, so the resort that I have to stay at is, you know, I have to, they're not paying, I have to get there for my own airfare, but they're paying for my whole entire stay while I'm there, because I'm staying, you know, in their resorts. But, and then I just have to post it on social media.
Wow.
So it's sort of like paid for. That ain't bad.
It's kind of, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like, it's a trade. It's, I promote them, you know, for just like you're sending me a t-shirt and I'm going to post a picture, you know?
Right.
It's the same deal. Awesome. I didn't know resorts actually did this until about 5 months ago.
Oh,
so we're going to Indonesia. I'm going to land in Singapore because it's the shortest flight. It's only 20 hours instead of 30.
Wow.
Then I'm going to go from Singapore. I'm spending 5 days in Singapore. Then I'm going to go 7 full days in Bali. And then I'm going from Bali to Auckland, Australia. Or Auckland, New Zealand. Not Australia. I think we decided against Australia. No, we were going to go to Sydney, and now we're going to Auckland, New Zealand, and I'm going to spend 4 days there and then fly home.
Now, did you negotiate this deal, or did you have an agent, or how did this come about?
I do have an agent, Wilhelmina Models, but they don't do a lot of social media work, so that's more just traditional modeling work. For this, yes, this is basic influencer type of work, so I didn't have an agent. I just negotiated directly with them. But it really wasn't much to negotiate. I mean, they're offering me, you know, a free stay if I can get there. And in May, all of those plane rides, $1,500 total.
That ain't bad.
No, it ain't bad at all.
Wow.
I need to go.
Yeah.
You need protection.
Oh, I don't have anybody to go with. I'm literally going by myself at this point because no one can take that amount of time off of work. It's 3 weeks.
Yeah, I can.
I need out. Like, don't you ever have, like, I need out. I need out of California. I need out of the US. I need, I don't want to hear people talking about Trump for a while.
Oh, yeah. They might talk about it. Cause
they might talk about it there.
Right. Believe it or not, I'm on a cruise. On a cruise I went on, it was a guy from New Zealand. He was smoking a cigarette. I was smoking a cigar in the cigar area. I mean, the smoking area. And he just got on with the Trump thing, and he was like, you know, look, from looking from the outside, you know, he had an accent. I think he was Indian. He was like, the man is crazy. You have to get him out.
He definitely is.
Yeah, when I was in the Netherlands, everybody, I didn't know who the president of the Netherlands was, but everybody there knew who our president was.
Yeah,
I get in a cab. The guy starts in on Trump. I'm like, dude, I didn't vote for the guy, man. Please,
So that's that trip. I want to say that whole offer that G's talking about came from listening to the Mr. National podcast.
I can totally attribute it to this.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
When you come on this show, you're a fan of the Mr. National podcast and what we do. You get offers, okay? You get offers.
I know. I'm going on Ellen next.
Wow.
But no, seriously.
She's like, Mr. National said that, you know, you're a cool chick, so,
yeah,
and you're funny.
Like,
so we might have you on, because we trust him.
Yeah. I'm gonna have my people. I have my people talk to her, get in touch with her. We're gonna get G. G wanna meet her. That's what we do. Okay, that's what we do. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks. The Pro Bowl is this week. It's in Orlando. I kind of miss it when it used to be in Hawaii. It used to be the weekend after the Super Bowl, but it's in Orlando. Gee, I'm pretty sure. Have you been to Disney World Orlando before?
I have not been to Disney World.
Wow.
I have an issue with like crowds of people. I don't really like it, which is why I would never go on a cruise, because all the that amount of people just crammed into a boat. I would just have anxiety the whole time. I get anxiety. I get panic attacks going to the makeup counter at Macy's. Because there's so many things around you to look at, and there's so many people, and you're trying to fit through. It's worse, when they have, the summer fest and stuff, you know? Uh-huh. You go down there, and people are spilling on you, their drinks. That's just a surefire way to get me in a fight, to be honest.
Oh, my God. All that training, all that training.
If people are drunk, and they're bumping into me and spilling their drinks on my brand new, silk shoes. I'm pissed, okay?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, the ship, I want to give a shout to Anthem of the Seas, Royal Caribbean, or Mr. National Party. They do a wonderful job. G, you do not run into a lot of people on the cruise ship, so.
Because they're all real old and moving slow.
And they're moving slow, right, and the ship is so big. We've been going through our list pretty good.
Yeah.
We have. I threw a little curveball in there. I wanted to ask, good places to go on dates or whatever. Now, we all know P Double's married.
But I got a good date, a rich date life. My wife and I go out quite a lot, so.
Right. Yeah, right. In the Michigan area.
Stuff to dinners.
So what we're going to do is we'll go with P Double first and then G, and then I'll finish it off. P Double can talk about Michigan, Detroit places to go. If any of our listeners on the Mr. National Podcast is in that area, he'll give you some spots. G is out the West Coast. She can give some spots. And, of course, Mr. National is all around town, but he's Philly's own, so I'll give you the good spots in Philly. P Double, the floor is yours, baby boy.
Well, now we live on the other side of the state from Detroit. So my wife and I, the funny thing is I did meet my family for Christmas in Detroit. None of us live in Detroit, but we all just sort of converged on Detroit. We, as a family, went out to a movie. We saw Knives Out, which is a great movie.
Okay.
My wife and I have been to see, I've known my wife for about, 13 years. I bet you we've been to see together. That might have been the very first movie that we've seen together. No. We went to see one other movie. We've gone to two movies, I think. So, yeah.
So, that's not normal.
I know.
It's really cool because we like to hang out. So,
right.
If you go to a movie for a date, right. I don't think a movie.
It's not. You're right. P Double is right. It's not because you're not talking. You're just sitting there watching a movie.
Right.
But after you then got over the hump and you then literally did the hump, then the movies is fun though.
They have those big chairs.
We watch movies at home, but when we go out, we like to just hang out and talk, and people watch and have a good time. So,
all right, give us a couple.
Where I live, Grand Rapids was called Beer. There's an award every year given out to a city, and we were, I think, the first one to win Beer City USA. And this is a great town for breweries.
Uh huh.
So there's a great brewery here called Founders. We like to go to. But there's just tons of little breweries all around, and we've become beer snobs together. And, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool to go out. I noticed that one of our favorite places to go during the summertime is, I saw that you, Mr. National, you went to Bar Louie recently. We have a Bar Louie here, which is
the
outside bar by the mall, by a movie theater, and it's great to watch people come out of dates. Watch people on dates or something, or
just, people watch.
Yeah, people watch in the summertime. It's awesome.
Bar Louie is one of your good spots. Okay.
And I'm also a member of a Polish Hall, which is good, where I have an electric football field stored there. We play electric football at the Polish Hall. We like to go there too. It's a great spot.
Play electric football on dates?
No, my wife hates electric.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, what?
Right.
I'm glad you married that girl, because you ain't never going to find another one.
No, I'll never find another one like her, that's for sure. But I'm not looking either.
So. Let's be that.
Good man. He's smart. Right.
Mrs. Pate listens to the Mr. Nashville podcast, and P-Double is crossing his T's and dotting his I's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a smart man.
He yeah. is.
He's so, a smart man. He knows who butters his bread.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I think, we got it. It's pretty cool because my wife, I'm super lucky. My wife is awesome, so. Finding a spot with my wife is real, real easy, you know. Because it's not usually the spot, it's the company.
Right. So people coming in the area, Grand Rapids, is it like just downtown?
Downtown. Hit downtown, just friggin' show up and boom. It's great because it's not too big of a city, but it's got a real nice downtown. So then, but Michigan in the summertime, I know you've been to Detroit, Corey. Mm-hmm. But have you ever been to Michigan again?
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful here in the summertime. You don't want to come here any other time. In the fall is nice, too.
Well, you guys actually have, one of the things I like about, like, the North and the East Coast is that you guys actually have seasons. So right. Your falls are really pretty.
Yeah, the fall here is
really
awesome.
Pretty. Like, where you live, too, it's really pretty. We don't get falls like that.
No. We get the snow. We get the, what is it, the foliage or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that not pronounced
there right now? I mean, we have snow in the Sierra, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, we live about an hour, 45 minutes from Lake Michigan, too, so that's a beautiful area there during the summertime. So, G,
your turn. You up, G. We know the guys want to take out all the fancy spots.
I'm actually a pretty introverted person, so there's a spot. It's my favorite date location. There's a spot. I used to live at these apartments, like, up in Hayward Hills. When I was a teenager, well, a little older than a teenager. I was an adult teenager. And,
and 17 like, going on 30.
Yeah, there's this little secret park that's, like, kind of off the road, you know. And if you walk up into this park, like, you can literally see the entire Bay Area from the Dumbarton Bridge to the Bay Bridge.
No way.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. And nobody knows about it. It's always empty. You have to walk there. You actually have to park inside the apartments and then kind of walk outside the apartments. And then there's like this big cell tower up there, so nobody wants to go up there. But
wow.
It's gorgeous. So. I love it. I'm not a big, like, I'm not into the clubs. I'm not into, like, if I'm getting to know somebody, I just want it to be, you know, he and I so we can get to know each other.
Mm. So you're going to take me to this spot. When I come out to the West Coast, for, like, the umpteenth time. Hey, Peter, it's like so many times, like, I hit her up. I'm like, yo, I'm coming out. Niners game, blah, blah, blah. You're like, oh, yeah, okay.
And you have nothing. To give me you call me, you say, oh, I'm coming out there, but I don't know when. And then you'll text me the day you land, and you're like, hey, come meet me. And I'm like, dude, I'm 2 hours from you now.
Right. my fake West Coast girlfriend never has time for me, you know, when I come out there. I just want a tour guide. All right, well.
That's
my favorite
awesome.
Spot is a park. And even on a date, like around here, I would prefer instead of out, I would look so much better on a guy if he planned like a picnic in the park at 7 p.m., you know, when the sun is setting and we can just sit there and talk and it's not like a big, huge deal.
Right.
Rather than, I don't know. I feel like guys are always like, they have to make the date perfect so it doesn't happen often enough. Like, I'm used to, like, if I'm into somebody, I want to talk to them every day. I want to see them, like, every couple of days, right? And
right.
to get to know them. But when you're doing a big production, like, you know, spending $150 on dinner somewhere, you can't really do that.
One of the best dates my wife and I have been on. Well, we used to do this quite a lot because we used to walk for like miles, and then I would pack a couple of beers in my backpack.
Yeah.
Walk a few miles, like we'd walk like 5-7 miles to the spot, drink the beers, and then walk back.
And wow. Those are
the best dates I've been on.
Yeah, if you enjoy their company, that's really cool.
Because well, and you have to, like,
you can walk and talk, you know.
I would never suggest dates like this with someone you don't know that well.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, like, because, let's go on a 13th.
They're creepy people.
Yeah, like we're a Tinder date. Let's go on a 13-mile hike.
Yeah,
13-mile hike, you know. Spend 3 hours and
go somewhere where there's lots of people and witnesses, okay?
Plus, I mean, what if you don't have anything in common, you know, like,
yeah,
you're just weird.
We're
like a mile six and you're just weird as fuck.
I don't know. I've never really gone. Honestly, I'm not a big dater. So I've never really gone on a date with someone I don't know. So I've always known people pretty well first before we started dating. Like, we've always been friends first.
Okay.
I just feel more comfortable that way, I guess. I don't know. I'm a weird. I don't like dating people.
Sometimes you got to throw caution to the wind and be like, you know, come on, let's go out.
It's not because I want to, though. I have no interest in it at all. If I see someone I think is cute, unless there's only been like one or two guys I've ever met where I'm like immediate, like, I need to know that person, you know?
instant. What is that? Love at first sight. Do you find people come on to you in person? Like, sometimes people say, like, if a girl is too pretty or whatever, they'll be like, oh, I ain't going to say nothing. And then I see a lot of girls get hit on more, they say, through social media than they do actually in real life and stuff like that.
Yeah, I tend to get a lot of weak men who hit on me. It's like they're in two categories. I never really get, like, it's horrible for me because I'm a very shy person, and I will not be the first one. I don't call the guys. My grandma raised me, like, super old school.
Conservative, like, right.
Yeah, she would be pissed if she's like, you don't chase boys. That's not ladylike, you know? So I don't call them or anything, and I always get two sets of guys that hit on me constantly. It's either the super arrogant guys who are way too pretty for their own good, and they're really arrogant and they don't care. They're just players, you know, those kind of guys. And I'm just like a little trophy to them. Or it's the guys that are so desperate, they have nothing to lose. But, you know, there's nothing ever in the middle.
What about the guys? The guys that, I'm afraid I'm this guy, too, though. The guys that, like, hit on a girl that's just completely way out of their league, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a guy,
but my wife needs glasses or something.
Yeah, that's the desperate guy. That's the desperate guy, yeah. But see, guys are in a box, because then social media, if you hit on them or say something, then you're thirsty. You know what I mean? Oh, you're thirsty. Yeah. That, you know, and then if you're in public and you do it, then your harassment, you know what I mean? It's got to be like, so that's why girls have become so aggressive now, because the guys are just
I'm so glad
I feel like it's given me an unfair disadvantage because I'm old school and I have to deal with all of these women who are so just direct and aggressive, and I'm so opposite of that.
Yes.
In a bar scenario, which I don't go to often, but this is how it is typically every time I go, it's just the biggest player in the room is the one hitting on me, which I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And then all the other normal guys, it's these aggressive chicks are just in their faces, and I don't even have a chance. Like, I'm not going to go in there and, it's like, I'm not going to make the first move. My grandma always said, you know, if a guy likes you, he will find a way to get your attention.
Right. Just flash your boobs. That works every time. Listen, we are running out of time. On that note, I got to clear up one thing.
Good thing this is just an audio podcast.
Absolutely, right. Just flashed us and we don't want to see it. Yeah. It's audio.
They're going to be therapy now, just FYI.
I got screenshots.
The last podcast, I thought that the electric football tournament in Los Angeles was last week, but it's actually this week, the Fault Line Rumble. So Everybody's heading out to LAG. It's a big tournament.
Are you
out
going?
There. No, I'm not going to make it. I had to save my pennies because I'm going to Miami for the Super Bowl. So,
oh.
Yes.
You're attending the Super Bowl?
I don't have a
ticket. How much money do you make?
All right. We'll talk about
which,
that.
Which guy are you at the bar?
Yeah. I know.
We'll talk about that on our flight to Singapore.
You can't even afford to go to my basketball games anymore. They're so damn expensive.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can imagine. San Francisco is so hot. But all the guys in L.A. this weekend, me and P-Double and G, want to wish them all safe travels. On our next podcast, we'll find out who won it.
Will Marty Thomas defend the crown?
Right, I gotta find out from Vegas. Marty's from Vegas.
Yeah,
it's a lot of heavy hitters.
Where in LA is it at?
That I gotta let you know.
Okay, it's like Burbank. Close. If you guys, if it's
Burbank,
is it in Burbank?
Go safely. If it's Burbank, yeah, it's close. To go to Santa Monica. Go to this place called Egg Slut. It's delicious.
Oh, egg
for breakfast.
Yeah. Well, the guy Cello that runs the whole tournament, he is L.A. I mean, oh, my God, I got to introduce you to, because he's a Saints fan. He was born and raised.
Why don't I know him then?
Right.
You might.
He was born and raised in Louisiana and then moved out to L.A. for work. So he is an awesome dude, and he's running it. So he knows the whole L.A. scene. I wish I could make it, but I couldn't pull the trigger on that one. So
yeah.
We want to wish.
That's
know.
Too bad because I actually have a reason to go to LA this weekend, and I was not going to go.
Oh,
but if you were going to go, I have like a job that I could go to. It's actually a master class I wanted to take by a really great makeup artist that I love. But I don't really have any other reason to go down there. So I was like, eh.
Let me check my flights. Let me see. No. So listen, hey, P-Double, did we take care of business or what?
That's a podcast.
That's a podcast. We are done.
Peace.
Now G can take a shower and
yeah, get cleaned up, will you?
Yeah.
Wash my ass.
Right, wash your ass.
Do the do the thing that Smokestacks does with the towel underneath.
Oh yeah,
underneath.
What is a towel floss?
Oh. Towel floss. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, Kit, the man with the voice, take us out of here.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.